As we continue our family topics, today is communication. Anybody listening? Principle number one, make your home a haven of peace. So Father, we pray. We thank you that we can follow along with this article that exposed and identified areas that Ephesians 4, 1 through 32 in specific verses target. How we can be better communicators in our home. And in Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, it says, always be humble and gentle. So we pray, God, that people will clothe themselves with humility, understanding they are not better than the other person. In fact, thinking of the other person as greater than themselves. And with gentleness, not being rushed or hurried or harried or worried, that they would be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of their love for them. That they would patiently listen to one another, that they would make allowance for the person who may not be able to articulate things as well as they can or have done things to them in the past, and help them to, and they said, to make every effort to keep yourself united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. May families, relationships of any kind in families come together with the idea of making peace and uniting. Principle two is to speak the truth in love. Instead, you will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So we pray that family members will be honest, share the truth in kindness, in gentle terms, and identify how they're saying it and to check their motives and attitudes. That they would communicate intentionally, Ephesians 4, 23 through 24. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Help them before they talk to each other or to think in their mind. Just, Lord, help me to communicate to this person and really listen to them. Principle four, to be angry and not sin. We might hear things that upset us, but you say in Ephesians, don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. We pray that they will have righteous anger, concentrating on the wrong being done, not on the person, but on the action that was wrong, and have a goal in mind to be constructive and not punishing. That they would build each other up with wholesome language. Ephesians 4:29, not to use foul or abusive language. Let everything they say be good and helpful, so that their words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. For healthy communication, help them to express positive encouragements for every word of criticism. Constructive. And that they would choose kindness and forgiveness. Let's face it, when we get upset with each other, it's because we're still holding on to a grudge or still upset at something. But help them to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior, by being kind to each other, tender-hearted, from a place of forgiving them, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. So today we pray that they would ask each other, are you really listening? What are you really trying to say? And put the phone away, in Jesus' name.